This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And I find that a lot of parents motivate and encourage their children to fast, which is fantastic and excellent. But how do they do it? Most parents, what do they do? Or most organizations or committees, they would say that, okay, any child who fasts Ramadan, we're going to give him $10 for every day. And family members will do this to encourage their nephews, their nieces to fast. They say, any one of you who fasts 30 days, I will give them $1,000, a great reward. That's good. Motivate them, no problems. But it's time to introduce these young children to the concept of sincerity. It's time to introduce children to the concept of sincerity. Teach them before you set a grand prize for them, for their fasting. Tell them, we fast ihtisaban. Ultimately, we want our reward from Allah. We want Allah to be happy with us. We want Allah's approval, Allah's acceptance, Allah's reward. Allah will pay us. We don't want anyone to pay us in this world. Because people cannot, you cannot pay for my fasting. You can't reward me for my fasting. Only Allah Azza wa Jal can do that. Because when you fast, you've preferred what Allah wants over what you want. Because when you fast, your stomach, you desire to eat and drink. You have a strong passion and a desire for that. But then you say and you remind yourself, but Allah loves from me during the day that I give this up for His sake until Maghrib. So you prefer Allah's obedience over your obedience. Who can reward you for that? No human can reward for that. Because you gave it up for the sake of Allah. How can a human being reward you for this? The reward can only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's time we introduce our young children to the concept of sincerity.